From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The British government urges CARICOM countries to sign the controversial multilateral air services agreement. The Santiago Compromise, an OAS initiative aimed at preserving democracy in the hemisphere. And the West Indies named 13 for tomorrow's first test at Headingley. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The British government says the proposed multilateral air services agreement with six CARICOM member states would be of great benefit to the Caribbean in its efforts to boost tourist arrivals. The British Aviation Minister, Lord Brabazon, says the agreement, if signed, would be the first of its kind, allowing a group of countries to appoint a single carrier, BWIA, to operate on the London route. Barbados, through its Deputy Prime Minister Philip Graves, has however rejected the agreement, saying that it is fundamentally unfair. Among other things, Barbados opposes it because while the six CARICOM states would be restricted to a single carrier, the British would be able to grant Caribbean routes to as many British airlines as it sees fit. Today I spoke with Lord Brabazon and asked him to respond to the Barbadian criticism.